made just for you. Even if you don't feel it right now, don't mean someday it'll turn you out. You'll be out of sight. You really shouldn't ought to fight it. The music is designed to do no harm. It's just for you. With just a little bit of effort, I can't end where we might just turn you on.
Hang around, freak out. another day. No fun for my babe. No fun. No fun for my babe. No fun. No fun to be alone, walking by myself. No fun to be alone, but in love with nobody else. Well, maybe go out, or maybe stay at home, or maybe call mom on the telephone. Well, come on, 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 for no fun, for to be alone, for no fun, for to be alone.
Another number, come on. Since I've been without you, come on. always thinking about you, come on. Phone sounds like thunder, some stupid guy trying to reach another number. Everything is wrong since I last saw you, baby. I really wanna see you, and don't mean maybe. I'm doing everything trying to make you see that I belong to you, honey. You belong to me, come on. I wanna see you, baby, come on. I don't mean maybe, come on. I'm trying to make you see that I belong to you, and you belong to me, come on. I gotta see you, baby, come on. I don't mean maybe, come on. I've gotta make you see that I belong to you, and you belong to me, and come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. We'll be right back.
the river run dry. Don't lie to me. Don't you lie to me. Cause it makes me mad and I'll get evil as a man can be. Oh
charge I'll pay. Which loved one is calling me? I did not hear you say. Oh, thought deep within my heart, her mom and my Marie. It's so good to hear your voice from Memphis, Tennessee. I love you so. If you would remember, dear, and sometimes talk to me, maybe that would reunite our home in Tennessee. Stop talking, after all you place the call. But any way that I can help, you know I'll help you all. Then she spoke and asked me to come back and see Marie and live together in our home in Memphis, Tennessee.
My dear, she told me one day. and I'll be your host for a special Gospel Chime Hour program featuring Songs of Resistance on Sunday, April 2nd from 7 to 9 a.m. You will hear songs from the gospel greats, like the Gospel Clefs, LaBelle, and Solomon Burke with the Blind Boys of Alabama.
None of us are free, one of us are chained. None of us are free.
Gospel Chime Hour, Songs of Resistance, Sunday, April 2nd, 7 a.m., here on KGNU, your community radio station.
And the last set of music, as you may have been able to tell, was a tribute to the great Chuck Berry, he passed away a week ago today, so had to fit a few songs in there, so all-encompassing of the world he created. Enough said. But let's see, we heard started off with Funkadelic, The Verge of Getting It On. We heard The Stooges in there, No Fun. Rolling Stones covering Chuck Berry with Come On. Roy Orbison doing Chuck Berry's Memphis, Tennessee. The Flamin' Groovies out of San Francisco doing Don't Lie to Me. And then we heard two from the man himself, Little Marie, from the album St. Louis to Liverpool, and one from his album that came out in the late 60s, recorded with what at the time were essentially hippie musicians, including members of the Sir Douglas Quintet. Doug Somm, Augie Myers, that was one called Ma Dear. All right, we're going to do a set of some sinning music, so you might need to go to church tomorrow if you hear this one.
Lord have mercy on me. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy on me. Well, if I trouble overtook me, well, bound to get me down. Please have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. Well, if I've done somebody wrong, my way. Don't want bad luck and trouble. Worry me all my days. Please have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me.
an interesting party. You know, I first figured it would be like sort of a TV, you know, typical fake party, you know. But it's got a good party feeling to it with some pretty chicks, you know, which is a good composite, you know.
Well, the girls and we and serve real liquor and it does the trick.
You think you'll get any objection, you know, drinking on the show? I don't think I've ever seen that on the show. Do you think that'll
be objection? We'll find out. We hope not.
Yeah, I hope not. Because I would hope so if none of the viewers drank at home. But if they do drink, then I would want the same honesty to be on the show, you know, which should be the motivation for the show. And then that's what grooved me about the show, that it's an honest, it's actually a party. So whatever happens at a party, within, you know, limitations.
Well, we're trying to, trying to build the personality of the show out of the magazine itself and make the thing a sort of a sophisticated weekly get-together of the people that we dig and who dig us. Just have ourselves a kind of a late night ball.
When I first heard that Playboy was going to do a penthouse party, I sort of wondered, and you know, and not what you're supposing. I wondered, you know, because I would never satirize the obvious. I wondered about the sponsor, because I'm sure that, you know, there has to be some sponsor identification. And I was wondering about the sponsor. Will the sponsor out there say, well, Playboy is very chic and, as you said, sophisticated. The magazine is filled with car coats, sports cars, and this is a prospective sponsor out there. Do you figure that your viewer, suppose he can't afford the sports car, the sports coat? Well, I've been thinking about that. And I'm glad that you've got some guts. You're not interested in the people that don't have any money.
That's right.
I mean, you people out there, this is just my opinion, you people out there are just going to have to wait till your own magazine comes along, the Reader's Digest, maybe, you know.
They'll have their own TV show.
Yeah, or Field and Stream. That'd be good. Field and Stream, the playmate for December, has a duck in her mouth. And she comes out with me, sort of a group.
Jazz, I heard you had a great concert here, which I'm sorry I missed, but I got a call from somebody from your organization in Lima, Peru.
You were in Lima at the time?
I've sat up in the hotel room and I got a phone call. I don't know the fellow's name right now. He called me in regards to this jazz concert. Mm. And he said, I want you to do a concert. I said, are you kidding? I said, I'm in Peru. He said, I know. I said, why don't you just call GAC right there in Chicago? Why are you calling it all the way down here? To hear me say no and waste all the money, you can get it right up there. He said, I just wanted to talk to you.
Because he had a credit card. He couldn't use it.
Well, as a matter of fact, Ella, who's going to be with us a little later on in the evening.
I thought that was pretty funny, Hugh, and you just brushed me.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
That's good. I just got
stepping on some of your best material.
It's not sincere.
Say, by the way, I got to get that album of yours.
It's a groovy album.
Did you really take that cover in the graveyard?
In a cemetery.
You really did. No props.
No, there was really. How it happened was. Is it okay to cop out?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Tell the true story.
He's referring to the cover, the cemetery. What had happened is you can't just sneak in a graveyard and take a picture.
You had the permission?
Well, broad
permission?
No one signed any releases there.
Cast of thousands, but
Hollywood is, you know, pretty wild, pretty
you
far
took
out
it,
kind
this
of people.
Was taken in Hollywood.
In a Hollywood graveyard.
Which one?
Well,
no commercials.
You can't tell.
No.
Oh, they don't want it advertised.
Well, no, they didn't know about it. The people in the grave.
Yard.
Well, I mean the caretaker. What happened is an eccentric millionaire, a friend of mine, who owns the property, and he really doesn't particularly dig the graveyard, enjoy it, you know. And he asked me if I wanted to help him break the lease. So we went, ha-ha, that's a true.
Is it really true?
There's a lot of real freaks out there, you know. So that was it. So we said, let's go. But, you know, he didn't want him to be irreverent and jump on the graves or anything like that. Just walk softly, have the picnic, and split. And that was it.
It was a quiet, good-taste picnic in the middle of the
And all he wanted to do was watch. And that was his kick.
This is the album cover of Lenny's.
Yeah.
It's pretty far out.
Wow. It's pretty far out album, too.
Yeah, I heard a lot about it.
Especially since the A&R man is buried there.
Since, yeah.
I've got a dentist who's over 7 feet tall. Yes, I've got a dentist who's over 7 feet tall. Long John, they call him, and he answers every call. Well, I went to Long John's office and told him the pain was killing. Yes, I went to Long John's office and told him the pain was killing. He told me not to worry, that my cavity just needed filling. He said when I start drilling, I'll have to give you Novocaine. Yes, when I start drilling, I'll have to give you Novocaine. 'Cause every woman just can't stand the pain. He took out his trusty drill and he told me to open wide. He said he wouldn't hurt me, but he'd feel my hole inside. Long John, Long John, you've got that golden touch. You thrill me when you drill me, and I need you very much. When he got through, he said, baby, that will cost you 10. Yes, when he got through, he said, that will cost you 10. 6 months from now, come back and see me again. Say you're supposed to see your dentist about twice a year, that's right. But I think I feel it throbbing, guess I'll go back there tonight. Long John, Long John, don't ever move away. Keep on aching so I can see you every day.
At last I awaken to see what you've done. So what can I do but pack up and run? Now I know the rules. Get yourself another fool. You said that you loved me, I was yours to command. Your kind of love my heart couldn't stand. Use me for your tool. Get yourself another fool. And now that we're through, you say you meant to be true. But deep in your heart, you know our love could never grow. I tried to believe you that we'd never part. Your kind of love broke my poor heart. I know the rules. yourself another fool.
Shelves, thinly rewritten and re-released with a less controversial title, Taxpayin' Blues. The names were changed to protect the guilty. There's J.B. Lenoir, the Taxpayin' Blues.
Hey everybody, Mama's talking to you. I've been telling you, Jabba, this is not your truth. You fag. I'm only telling you people my belief because I am headed straight for relief. I got them tax pain blues. Thinking about me and you. What on earth are we gonna do? My baby needs some clothes. She needs some shoes. People's out, don't know what is I'm gonna do. I got them tax pain blues. Thinking about me and you. What on earth are we gonna do?
Sojourner Truth gave her Ain't I a Woman speech in 1851. Today, Laverne Cox gives hers. Tune in to the next edition of Alternative Radio to hear Laverne Cox on transgender visibility. That's Alternative Radio, Wednesday evenings at 6, right here on Community Radio, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
And that there, folks, was a little trip through the 1950s and into the 40s. Lenny Bruce gave us there, hanging out at the Playboy Mansion. I'm sure it was quite a scene with him there. And Dinah Washington with the song A Little Too Dirty to Play on the Radio, but hey, they're not banning us quite yet. Long John Blues and Get Yourself Another Fool by the great Charles Brown. Going back to like 1948, no idea that song was that old. And also that era, Eisenhower Blues. Blues about presidency. So let's see, we're gonna jump into the 1970s, and you know, rumor has it Amy Carter, Jimmy Carter's daughter, was a punk rock fan in the 1970s, and I like to picture that that she might have listened to this song on her turntable there in the White House.
Your money's fine. my ship set sail, my sun jet in the sky.
Mystic sky, the mystic eye.
Thanks and bless his holy name. Jah, Rastafari.
Even higher than the all-seeing eye.
is power of the Holy Trinity.
Ibrahim Moulif with homage to Om Khatom on the Blue Note label Overture 2 from the album Khatom. And TV Recorporation New Music, we heard Deep Rockers, Sherwood and Pinch featuring Lee Scott Perry with Lies. And also Stammer by Rain, and started all off with the Buzzcocks. That's going to do it. Stay tuned for the Grateful Dead Hour. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
the KGNU listener member, and by these local businesses. The Alternative Law Office of Mark Milovitz, specializing in criminal defense and family law for all income levels. The Alternative Law Office can be reached by phone at 303-442-2166 and is located at 1733 Canyon Boulevard. And by Indian Peak Springwater, glacier-fed springwater from 10,000 feet for office or home use. Their telephone is 303-440-0432.
When I was just a little young boy, I sat down to my supper, was so far. But the devil
taxed me to the limit of my revenue. I'm telling you so you can tell.
Support for the Grateful Dead Hour comes this week from Dead & Company, Bob Weir, Bill Kreutzmann, Mickey Hart, John Mayer, Jeff Cementi, and Oteil Burbridge, on tour from coast to coast May 27th through July 1st. Complete details and ticketing at www.deadandcompany.com. That's Dead & Company, on tour from May 27th through July 1st, deadandcompany.com. And from the Capitol Theater in Port Chester, New York, Connecticut funk legends Deep Banana Blackout return to the Cap on Friday, March 31st, with veteran jam band Percy Hill kicking off the show. What do you get when two iconic bands join forces in one night? You'll find out at the Cap. Events, information, and ticketing at thecapitoltheater.com. Additional support comes this week from the Jerry Garcia Family and Round Records, announcing Garcia Live Volume 8, celebrating the Jerry Garcia Band's 11/23/91 performance in Milwaukee. The two-CD set is available now at jerrygarcia.com and your favorite local record store, and is also streaming at Spotify, Apple Music, and Google Play. That's Garcia Live Volume 8 from jerrygarcia.com.
Spare